प्रार्थना करो ये सदा नरोत्तम दास। करो दीना ही हजाने वो समित बाबू नाही जीवना दौरंगा करुणा करो दीना ही हजाने प्रभु नाही त्रिभुवने नाही त्रिभुवने गोराहे 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 चैतन्य देव राति माति भावे भाव प्रेम कोप तारु दाता ब्रज राज नंदन राधिका जीवन दन अपरूप ए सब कथा नभ द्वीपे अवतारि राध भावे अंगिकारि तन्य कांति अंगिर भूषाना तीन वंश अभिलाषी सचि गवि पर खासि संगेलन कारि शार गाना गौर हरि अवतारि प्रेमिर अवतार सदिल मनेर तीन खाजा रारिकार प्राणपति की बाबे कंदे नीति यहाँ बुझे भक्त समाजा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे उत्तम अद्दम खींचु न बाचिल जाचिया दिले का खोला उत्तम अद्दम खींचु न बाचिल जाचिया दिले का खोला कहे प्रेमानंद हे माना गौरंग हृदय जरिया भोला कहे प्रेमानंद हे माना गौरंग हृदय जरिया खा गौरंग ला नाम रे भज गौरंग खा गौरंग ला गौरंगेर नाम रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से हमार प्राण रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से हमार प्राण रे यशैव पदं भुज भक्ति लभ्य प्रेमाभिधान प्रमापमत तस्मै जगन्मंगल मंगलाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते अनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभि दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै जगन्मंगल चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते यन्नाप्तं कर्म निष्ठाय नाचा समधिगतं यत्तापो ध्यान योगाय वैराग्यश्चाग तत्त्वस्तुति बिरपि न यत्तर्कितं चापि कैश्चित् गोविंद प्रेम भजमपि न च कलितं यद्रहस्यं स्वयं तन् नम्नाएव पदुरसुरवतारति पारे यत्तं नौमि गौरम् Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So we've been reading something and discussing something about the wonderful conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There are many, many points in this conversation. We're not able to cover everything, but we're just touching on some things which we think may be valuable for the devotees. One thing we can continue to think about as this conversation is going on is that Roy Ramananda, who's externally a sudra, he's speaking before this very effulgent sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's also the personality of Godhead. And Roy Ramananda knows that. But he's speaking on the order of the Lord without any hesitation. And so we should also learn something from that, and not hesitate to speak on behalf of our Guru Janas. So Roy Ramananda, on the request of Mahaprabhu, he suggested, what is the best thing? And he quoted Shastra, Vanashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman. The best thing is Vanashram. But Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, that's external. So then Roy Ramananda thought for a moment, and he said, Oh, Yet Karosi Yad Asnasi, Yet Jahosi Yad Asiyat. Karmarpana, offering everything to the Lord. But Mahaprabhu then again replied, Eho Bhaya, Age Kahaar. This is also external. Can you say something more? So then Roy Ramananda said, Sarva Dharmam Parityagya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. This is the best thing. Give up all your ashram and varna and just surrender to the Lord. And take sannyas, Prabhupada describes it. And Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is also external. So then Roy Ramananda said, Well, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Na Sochati, Na Kangshati, Sama Sarveshu Bhuta, Mad Bhaktim, Labhate Param. And Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is also external. And Prabhupada comments that each one of these things is progressively better. But even up to this point, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, there's no positive information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu also said, Eho Bhaya, this is also external. Age Kahaar, please tell us something better. So we left off yesterday with that new comment from Roy Ramananda. He quoted the third verse, the 14th chapter, the 10th canto, Lord Brahma's prayers. Gyane prayasam hudapasya namanta eva Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam Stane stita shutigatam danuvan manobir Ye prayaso ajita jito pasitrais trilokyam. A very important verse. This verse, if we contemplate on it, it dismisses all the previous comments, and therefore Mahaprabhu, he said that, this is okay, ahoya. He accepted this thing. This is the first thing that he accepted from Ramananda Roy. So this verse dismisses all the previous things. And if you study this conversation, you'll see that it also lays a foundation for all the things which follow. All the way up to some very, very high topics, which Srila Prabhupada describes as the highest topics in our Gaudiya Siddhanta, known as Prema Vivarta. When Radha and Krishna become one. Very, very elevated topic. So this verse has a very important purport. And we want to focus something on it today. I don't know if we'll be able to go to the points after that or not, because we still need to clear the weeds something before we go on to the positive instructions that Roy Ramananda gives. He says, Gyane prayasam. Give up all this gyan. And by saying that, all the four previous suggestions were dismissed. They're simply gyan. Sarva Dharmam Parityagya, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. All these things are simply gyan because there's no positive information of the Lord. So what should you do? Udapashyanam anta eva. You should very humbly offer your obeisances. Jivanti sat mukaritam. Bhavadiya Vartam. You want to hear Hari Katha from a realized person. And again, to look back, we spoke about this, about the Siragvakta and the Niragvakta, two types of speakers, which Jiva Goswami speaks of. We want to hear from the Niragvakta, the speaker who has no material desires. There's some benefit to hearing from them. We hear from the Siragvakta, there's no benefit. So we raise the question, and what am I doing here speaking? It's not our words. If we repeat what we've heard, just as Rai Ramananda externally is a sudra, but he's speaking before the personality of Godhead, and it's accepted because he's not speculating. And they're not his words. He's repeating. Well, later on we'll hear something of his words, but that's another thing. But they're not his words. He's repeating Shastra, Guru Sadhu and Shastra. So if we do that, it's a different kind of category. That's also Jivanti San Mukaritam Bhavadiyavartam. And then Lord Brahma says, Stani Stita Shuti Gatam Tanuvan Manobya. What do you do after you've heard this thing? What are you supposed to do with it? Stani Stita. Just stay where you're at. But you should worship it. How? Stani Stita Shuti Gatam Tanu Van Manobir. With your body, with your words, and with your mind. And our acharyas have given a lot of very deep purports about this point. We'd like to gloss over a little bit today. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture here in Vrindavan at the Radha Damodar Temple in 1972 on the 19th of October. And he spoke about the importance of hearing. That lecture, he said, this hearing process is very, very important. But people are not interested in hearing. They're simply busy in some other duties. My Guru Maharaj used to call one who is not interested in hearing Dandavat class. Dandavat class of men means that they simply know how to make dandavats. That's all. Anyone who had come to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he would see whether he is a dandavat class of man or a hearing class of man. Dandavats are nice. But if one is only offering dandavats and does not develop the intent of hearing, shravanam, then he's not making very much progress. So this is given in this verse. Gyane prayasam. You're reading the shastra. Rai Ramananda is quoting shastra, vanashrama charavata, Vishnu Purana, no ehobhaya. So then he's quoting Bhagavad Gita. The same Bhagavad Gita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke previously in Dwarpar Yuga when he came as Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, no, ehobhaya. This is external. It's all speculation. Gyane prayasam. Give that up. What you need to do, jivanti sat mukaritam, you have to hear from a person. Prabhupada goes on to speak in that lecture. When Ramananda Roy quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it and said, Ehahoy, this is nice. This is nice. What is that? That stani stita shuti gatam tanuvan manobi. You remain in your position. And listen to what Prabhupada says, a very amazing thing. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be Indian, you may be American, you may be European, you may be from Iran. He didn't say that, but that's there. You may be a Brahmin, you may be a Sudra, you may be an engineer, you may be a doctor, you may be a fool, you may be a rascal. Whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. Stani stita, don't be disturbed. Don't try to change your position. Begane prayasam udapashyanamanta eva. Don't try to speculate. God is like this, God is like that. Give up this habit of mental speculation. Just become humble. Namra. Gene prayasam namanta. Namanta means namra. Offering obeisances. So namanta means to surrender. In a surrendering, humble spirit, try to hear about the Lord from the realized souls. Sanmukaritam. This is the process. Not professional people. Hear from one who is actually realized. If you meekly and humbly hear from him without mentally speculating, then by this process only one can realize the Lord very easily. This is the process. Prabhupada says such an astonishing thing. It doesn't matter. You may be a rascal. You may be a fool. It's okay. Sthanisthita shuti gatam tanuvam manobhir. Just stay where you're at. We could perhaps paraphrase this in another way. Prabhupada is saying that sthanisthita means be simple. Have faith in this process of hearing. You don't have to do anything else. Just hear. And then when you hear, tanuvan manobhir, worship what you've heard by practicing. Gurara ami, gurara ami, muke bolile nachale, gurara achara, gurara vichara, loele falafale. Jagadananda Pandit, in Prema Vivarta, he said this thing. There's many people going around, gurara ami, t-shirts. I love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I lost my heart in Vrindavan. And Jagadananda Pandit says, don't listen to them. They're not really devotees of Mahaprabhu. They're just making a noise. But those persons who follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sthanisthita, and very simple, they may be patita, goranga karuna koro, dinahina jani, may be so very fallen. Mosama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvani. In all the three worlds, there's no person more fallen than me. Well, this is the way I do my bhajan. Dante Trinadhori Gora, Daki He Tomar. This is how we chant Goranam. Daki He Tomar. I call your name in this mood, that I have no qualification. And Jedi Amar, Jedi Dvaya Na Koribe. You may not want to give your mercy to me. Patita Dekia, when you see how very, very fallen I am. Really. But if you do that, then patita pahavana nama kishera lagia. We'll have to take this name away from you. You're no longer patit pahavan. Unless you're pahavan, unless you're merciful to me, because I'm the most fallen, then how can you be called patit pahavan? It's not right. We'll have to take that name away from you, scratch it out of the books. So this is the mood that we approach the Lord in. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Guru Maharaj, used to say many times, he's patit pavan. He's a deliverer, the fallen, the most fallen. That's our qualification. This is why I can come to Mahaprabhu. I'm the most fallen. Nahi tribhuvani, nowhere else in the whole three worlds will you find someone so fallen as me. And Mahaprabhu will be kind. But Mahaprabhu, he's patit pavan, not kapatya pavan. He doesn't deliver those people who are crooked. And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say, the Saralata Vaishnavism, that Vaishnavism means being simple. Just be simple. This is the meaning of sthanisthita. And Prabhupada goes on to describe, the Supreme Lord is called Ajita. No one can conquer him. But if one adopts this process, hearing from a self-realized soul in an attitude of humility, then he can conquer the ajita. He can understand. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted this process. Hey ahoy, hagi kaha ar. This is nice. So that's all that we have to do. But we should understand many, many things are implied in this verse. It's such a big subject, I'm a little bewildered almost where to begin with this. Prabhupada comments in his purport to the Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 18, text 2. He also quotes this verse, sthanisthita shrutigatam tanuvam manobhir. And he says there that regardless of whether one is in a mode of passion, ignorance, or goodness, if one regularly hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the self-realized soul, one is freed from the bondage of material involvement. Srila Sanatana Goswami has commented on this verse, and he says the word udupasya means ud, completely. Upasya, abandons. Someone gives up all attempt to understand you. This is what it means. Give it up. I've tried so many ways. Brahmabhuta prasanatmana, sochijina kanchi, all these things, it doesn't work. Now give it up. And that's your qualification to hear. He says that Ajita means the Lord who cannot be attained by the ordinary endeavors of the body, mind, and words. Barijan Prabhu, he read a nice verse yesterday in Antilila chapter 1. We'd like to read that verse again in Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Krishna namira mahima shastra sadhu muki jane namira madhuri aiche kaha nahi suni.
Prabhupada translates this, one has to learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouths of devotees. Shastra sadhu muke jani. This is how you jani, this is how you understand it. From the muke, from the mouth. Nowhere else can we hear the sweetness of the Lord's holy name. This is a little bit of a controversial subject. Please forgive me, I don't like to talk about controversial things. But also we should, my Guru Maharaj told me, speak boldly and speak the truth. So some people, they have some idea that it's not necessary to listen to a person. Prabhupada's tapes are there. And Prabhupada's books are there. And we just take shelter of those books. But Srila Prabhupada, he said many times, we have to accept a guru. In one lecture on the Gita in Mumbai in 1973, Srila Prabhupada said, an important thing is acharyopasanam. If you want to make progress, you have to approach an acharya. Just like, if you want to be educated, you have to go to school. Similarly, to make advancement in knowledge, you have to approach an acharya. One cannot become a devotee by one's personal endeavor. Just like some rascals say, what is the use of accepting a guru? And Prabhupada says, of course, they've got very bad experience. Unfortunately today, many people have had bad experience. So this is their mentality, Prabhupada says. What is the use of accepting a guru? Because they have bad experience. But Prabhupada says, this is a Vedic system. Tadviganartam sagurum ivabhigachet. It's not that if I like, I can go to a guru, and if I don't like, I can study books at home and learn everything. No, that's not possible. It's practical. Just like if you purchase a medical book, study at home, and you begin to practice, you'll be called a quack. The government will not recognize you. You'll not get the practitioner's registration unless you've passed through the medical college and had your medical examination. You will not be accepted, even if you say, I've read all the books. Similarly, someone may say, I've read Bhagavad Gita 100 times. But if you ask him, what is Krishna? He cannot say, because he's not approached the acharya. This is a difficulty. He might have read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times, but he won't understand a single word because he's not approached. Therefore, Vedic literature says, tad viganartam sagurum ivabhigachet, abhigachet. This word is used when the sense is, you must. It is a vidilin form of the verb, you must. There is no excuse. You cannot learn. To learn what is the highest perfection of life, one must approach a guru. It's not just a fashion. I've made my guru such and such Swami. What have you learned? You cannot learn because you're not at all jignasu. You do not know how to inquire. Neither does a guru you have met know how to reply. Such a kind of guru and disciple will not help. So, we have to do like this. There's a difference. Phil was telling me yesterday, he was listening to recordings of last year's Govardhan retreat. But Prabhuji, is there a difference between listening to the tapes in New Zealand and being here? I'm sorry, what? It's much nicer to be here. There's a big difference. Just what if, just pretend it's 1976, and you're in the New York temple, and you're sitting in your room, and you're listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada, and all of a sudden some devotee comes running into the room, "Hey Prabhuji, Prabhupada just came. Come down, come, come, he's going to give class." And you say, "No, no, I don't have to go. I'm listening to the tape. It's the same as Srila Prabhupada." Would you do that? There's a difference. We want to develop a relationship with the devotees. You can't approach Krishna in any other way. We can't approach Krishna directly. We have to hear from a devotee. Prabhupada writes in his purport, to the verse we just read from Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, "It is said in the Padma Purana, Atashri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. Chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of the Lord cannot be performed by the ordinary senses. The transcendental vibration of the Lord's holy name is completely spiritual. Thus, it must be received from spiritual sources and must be chanted after having been heard from a spiritual master. One who hears the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must receive it from the spiritual master by oral reception." Someone has to be present. Otherwise, it's jnana prayasam. And if you try to cheat, I don't have to develop a relationship with a devotee. Prabhupada's there in his books. I can just read Prabhupada's books, and it's not necessary for me to do anything else. But Krishna says in the Adi Purana, "Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta sate janaha. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamo mataha." That person who says he's my devotee, he's not really my devotee. But the devoted person is a devotee of my devotee. He's really a devotee. There's a difference between listening to a tape or reading a book and hearing from a person. And how do we listen? How do we hear from a person? We have to have Shravana Adhikar. What is Shravana Adhikar? Qualification to hear? Jiva Goswami and Bhakti Sundarbha says three things are required. Pranipatena, Pariprashnena, Sevaya. You have to approach a person. You have to surrender to that person. You have to inquire from that person. And you have to serve him. Otherwise, Sunilena Sunakana, Narottam Das Thakur sings in one song, it'll go in one ear and come out the other ear. Once, there was a king who had many wise ministers. And one day, one of the ministers brought a skull to the king. The king was looking at it. He said, "I'm very curious. I want to know how wise you ministers are. Tell me, was this skull, the person who was alive before with this skull, was he a wise person or was he a fool? And if you can't tell me, I'm going to cut off your heads." So all the ministers were in anxiety. What are we going to do? And one of the ministers said, "I can say. Can you please give me a piece of straw?" Yes. They gave him a piece of straw. He took that piece of straw and he inserted it in one of the ear holes of the skull. And it went right through to the other side. He said, he was a murkha. He was a fool. So Sunilena Sunakana, it's going in one ear and it's coming out the other ear. It doesn't stick to the heart unless we do Pranipatena, Pariprashnena, and Sevaya. This is a very unpalatable point, but we should understand it. And it's not our idea. Srila Prabhupada said this many times. In one morning walk, one Indian lady, she asked Srila Prabhupada, "How does one contact the spiritual master? Through a book, can you contact the spiritual master?" And Prabhupada said, "No. You have to associate." Shamsundar Prabhu said, "Well, can you associate through the book?" she asked. Prabhupada said, "Yes, through books. and also personal. Because when you make a spiritual master, you've got personal touch. Similarly, there's many different discussions about this. We printed them in different places. In One Morning Walk in Melbourne, Australia, May 21st, 1975, Madhudwisa Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, "One cannot become a medical practitioner simply by reading the books. He must study under a medical practitioner. So Srila Prabhupada, in the case of your books, is it possible to become a devotee without actually having personal association with you, just by reading your books?" Prabhupada answered, "No. It's not that you have to associate with the author, but one who knows. You have to take lessons from him." And then Madhudwisa Prabhu said, but can your would your purports, would that serve as an explanation?" And Prabhupada said, "No, no. Anyone who knows the subject matter, he'll be able to explain. It's not necessary that the author is required to be present there. To study from a medical man, I never said that you have to study from the author. We have to hear from a person. That's the parampara system." Similarly, Prabhupada's purport to Anti Lila, chapter 7, text 53 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, "If one wants to learn the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, one must take lessons from a realized soul. One should not proudly think that one can understand the transcendental loving services of the Lord simply by reading books. One must become a servant of a Vaishnava." This is emphasized over and over again by our acharyas. I'll read another statement or two from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thakur Bhaktivinoda left this world in June of 1914 in Calcutta. A few years later, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote an article called Thakur Bhaktivinoda. He wrote there, "There have already arisen serious misunderstandings regarding the proper interpretation of the life and teachings of Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Those who suppose they can understand the meaning of his message without securing the guiding grace of the Acharya are disposed to unduly favor the method of empiric study of his writings. There are persons who have got by heart almost everything that he wrote without being able to catch the least particle of his meaning. Such study cannot benefit those who are not prepared to act up to the instructions lucidly conveyed by his words. The personal service of the pure devotee is essential for understanding the spiritual meaning of the words of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Those who repeat the teachings of Thakur Bhaktivinoda from memory do not necessarily understand the meanings of the words they mechanically repeat. Those who pass an empiric examination regarding the contents of his writings are not necessarily also self-realized souls. They may not at all know the real meaning of the words they have learned by the method of empiric study. It is not empiric wisdom that is the object of the quest of the devotee. Those who have read the scriptures for gathering empiric wisdom will be pursuing the wild goose chase. There are not a few dupes of their empiric scriptural erudition. And these dupes have their admiring underdupes. But the mutual society of dupes does not escape by the mere weight of their number, the misfortune due to the deliberate pursuit of the wrong course in accordance with the suggestions of our lower selves." We have to hear from a person. We have to approach Krishna's devotee. There's great benefit to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. There's great benefit to hearing Srila Prabhupada's tapes. But those books and those tapes, again and again and again, he's telling us, you have to approach a person. Krishna's a person. And we can't develop a relationship with him unless we go through a person. So all these previous comments, suggestions by Ramananda Roy, they were all speculative. There was no positive information. And Mahaprabhu said, "Eho bhaya, age kahar." This is all external. until he came to the point, Gyana Prayasam Udapashyanamanta Eva Jivanti Sat Mukaritam Bhavadiyavartam. Hear from a person. That's the most important thing. And this point is a foundation of all the points that Ramananda Roy is going to cover later. We may try so many different ways to understand Krishna, to make advancement, but we have to go through a devotee. Mother Narayani published a very nice book recently, which she gave me a copy of. It's called Garden of Devotion. Very nice poems there. And Prabhupada wanted the devotees to write poems. We should think about things and put things in a poetic way. I just wanted to read a nice poem from this book, which supports this point that we're covering today. The poem is entitled, What is My Relationship with Krishna? And this is the point of Ramananda Samvad. We should develop a relationship with Krishna. So Mataji's written, Now I'm a devotee. I need to know, what is my relationship with Krishna? Those who know their relationship with Krishna relish hearing his pastimes at every moment. Am I a friend? Or parent? Or gopi? Or flower? Please tell me. Yes, I will tell you. Please hear with attention. You are a fool. How can you study Vedanta? Just chant Hare Krishna, the essence of all mantras. In all the 14 worlds, there's nothing else. Why do you need more than that? You're not a devotee. Gopi Bhartahu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasaha. You are a servant of my servant. Why do you want to be more than that? Real happiness. To have a perfect master. After many lifetimes, I finally realized my true identity. I'm your dog, Srila Prabhupada. Sitting patiently at your door, begging your remnants. Your mercy is all I'm made of. Searching and searching, where is Krishna? I discover where Krishna stays. He's in your heart, Srila Prabhupada. Sadavor hridayam mayam, sadunam hridayam tvaham. You know Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, and I know you. Krishna se tomara, Krishna ditti paro. You have Krishna. Please give Krishna to me. Srila Prabhupada ke, samaveda bhaktavinda ke, goprema nandi hari hari bo.